Committee on Transportation and Housing. We have a very short hearing. We want everybody to turn off their cell phones. And I wanted to make an announcement. We have six items that will be added to the consent calendar, and that is ACR 174, item 2, ACR 177, item 3, ACR 178, item 4, ACR 180, item 5, ACR 191, item 6, and ACR 197, item 7. Those items are on a consent calendar. Several of these resolutions require some technical amendments. We're going to try to facilitate the hearing in the Appropriations Committee next week. The motion for all these will be a due pass with amendments to be taken in the Appropriations Committee. And we're short a quorum. We'd like members to come so we can establish a quorum, please, so we can get members to, and then we will begin. I see we have one short of a quorum. I noticed that. No. Okay. It looks like we have a quorum. Okay. Call the meeting order. Take the roll call, please.
Senator Bell?
Here.
Bell present. Cannella? Allen?
Here.
Allen present. Bates? Gaines? Galgiani? Leyva?
Here.
Leyva present. McGuire?
Here.
McGuire here. Present. Mendoza?
Here.
Mendoza present. Roth?
Here.
Roth present. Witkowski?
Here.
Witkowski present.
Okay, we do have a quorum. And if Vice Chair is here, we will start the meeting. You want to call his name? Senator Cannella.
Senator Cannella?
Here.
Cannella present.
Thank you. We have a quorum, and we'll hear item 1. And as I announced earlier, we have a consent calendar of 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Can I have a motion on a consent calendar? We have a motion on a consent calendar. Can we call a roll on that, please?
On the consent calendar, Senators Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella?
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Bates? Gaines? Galgiani? Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Witkowski?
Aye.
Witkowski, aye.
Thank you. We'll leave that, the consent calendar open for other members to cast their vote. And we'll turn it over to Assemblymember David Chu. He's got AB 723, item 1. David, you have the floor, please.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Senators. This is a bill that responds to a number of housing administrative issues that have come to light as we approach the end of session from the Department of Housing and Community Development, HCD, and from the California Housing Financing Agency, and we have their two directors with us here today. First of all, with regards to HCD, the department has approximately $114 million in federal community development block grant, CDBG funds, that can be used for infrastructure projects that include affordable housing construction in non-entitlement cities and counties. However, HCD has adopted a regulatory rule a few years ago which requires cities and counties to spend at least 50% of an existing award before they can apply to receive another one. Due to the recession and the complexity of projects, cities and counties have been unable to spend down existing awards. These funds are dispersed to states on a need basis, and so we run the risk of losing out on additional federal funding if this balance is not spent. To expedite the delivery of these funds, this bill would allow HCD, without changing their regs, to make an award to a non-entitlement city or county that has not spent down the 50%. In addition, this bill would give CalHFA the additional flexibility to participate in the funding of projects that serve households that make between 60 to 80% area median income. This change would allow the department to participate in the financing of more mixed income projects. The subsidies for these projects will not be as deep as those needed for very low income housing and will also contain a percentage of market rate units that do not need subsidy. And with that, I respectfully ask for your consideration, and we'll turn it over to our department heads.
Welcome.
Thank you.
This is not the housing by right proposal, right? Is that correct? Okay. All right. I just want to make sure.
Really not that.
On that. Okay. You have the floor. Please.
Good afternoon. My name is Ben Metcalf with the Department of Housing and Community Development. Thank you for hearing this item. Thank you, Assemblymember Chu, for your introduction and presentation. I just wanted to speak for 1 or 2 minutes on the CDBG item, then I'll turn it over to my colleague on the CalHFA-related item.
Yeah.
We are concerned by our expenditure rate here in California for CDBG. While I think we can understand kind of how that issue originated, while we believe we have taken and are going to continue to take a number of steps to kind of bend the curve and get that expenditure rate down, we are concerned that our existing measures today with existing administrative action are not moving quickly enough to address an issue that HUD has flagged for us as a major concern an item, and one which is truly not ideal. We do want these funds to be getting expended on many worthwhile projects up and down the state of California. With this action, I think we can accelerate our work to be able to get our expenditure ratio down to sort of more like the national average in a period of 1 to 2 years. I think barring action here through this legislative vehicle, we can adopt this through the regulatory process, but it sets us back at least a year. My concern is not only does that mean we're getting fewer worthwhile projects funded, but it also means that we may face some questions as we go back to HUD should new funding opportunities come available that could put us at a competitive disadvantage should new resources be made available nationally. So thank you for your attention to this matter. Happy to answer.
Thank you very much for being here. Next, please.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you, members. I'm pleased to be here today with my sister agency, HCD. One of the things that we've worked on for the last year is how CalHFA, as your state's affordable housing bank, could complement existing state housing programs and complement the work of our sister agency over at HCD. And so turning to our lending programs and us being the state's affordable housing bank, we wanted to do three things: create uniformity between CalHFA and its rent calculations with other state housing programs, which this legislation will do, allow us to have the flexibility to finance more mixed income developments, especially in some of our high cost areas, where our goal is to be able to provide financing for affordable housing with less state subsidy or no state subsidy. And so that giving us the flexibility to do that as the state's affordable housing bank. And the last thing to do is in that role, we want to be able to serve what we have called that missing middle, that 60 to 80% AMI in which there are no state programs on the rental side that we have currently. And then to clarify some of our financing authority, because right now we are not issuing tax-exempt bonds, but we have other low-cost ways of financing, whether it's through the Federal Financing Bank, the Federal Home Loan Bank, but we have access to capital at a low cost that we want to be able to pass on, and so to clarify some of our statutes and modernize our statutes that haven't been done in about 30 years. So if you have any questions, please let me know.
Okay. Questions from people? Bob Witkowski, Senator Witkowski.
On the I'm concerned about the middle too, but I'm also concerned about the very extremely low and the very low, because nobody wants to build housing for them. So the language that we have in the bill, while it stretches and allows access to funds for the middle, it doesn't exclude the extremely low or the very low. I just want that assurance.
Absolutely not. Okay. Absolutely not. We believe that there is a spectrum of affordable housing that is needed. We believe that our role is in the 50 to 120 and in some cases 140% AMI with our home ownership programs. This allows us to work complementary with our sister agency, and by no means will we be excluding the very low.
Okay. Other questions? Senator McGuire.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. No, no questions, but a comment, and it's in regards to HCD, and this is an issue that Mr. Metcalf has inherited as the new director of HCD, and I appreciate his willingness to be able to tackle this. I mean, we're looking at millions that have been set aside and not spent in the significant need, particularly with rural California. How difficult it is for them to be able to secure those dollars and to be able to make these funds available quicker is fantastic, and appreciate you tackling this, as this has been a challenge for many years, and what a struggle it is for many rural counties to be able to even access these dollars. So I appreciate you making this a priority.
Other Senator Gaines. Yeah, we have a motion. Senator Roth made a motion.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to maybe get a little background in terms of what's happening with the actual construction of additional apartments in the state. Because we have a supply issue, and I support your legislation, Assembly Member Chu. But could you give us a little background in terms of what's happening from a supply standpoint? Do we have incentives in place? Are we addressing the needs in some of the more chronic areas of the state?
Can you address that, please?
Yeah. So let me just answer in two ways. Very good question. The first is, obviously, there is a supply shortage on the housing side. There are a number of tools, and this is just one of those that is helpful in that area. We do, certainly HCD, I think this administration does believe that there's more work that needs to be done in that space. We will be moving forward with the publication of a draft statewide housing plan later this fall, having a conversation up and down the state to talk about other opportunities for tackling some of those supply challenges at every end of the income distribution. I think it's important to note CDBG is often not used for the purposes of building housing. By federal law, it is actually not, cannot be used for the purpose of building housing per se. Sometimes it's used for site assemblage or development planning activities. Most of what we're talking about here when we look at CDBG is going to be more in the economic development, community infrastructure, those kinds of facilities that are helping build community. Now, it's targeted to areas where low-income people reside, but not necessarily for the purposes of constructing those dwellings.
Yeah, it's generally used for renovation of housing more than new housing. Renovation is a big expenditure of CDBG historically in California, especially because we have the aging housing stock, and it's used to repair to code, if you want to say it that way.
Sure.
The housing, so it doesn't fall apart. We have speakers in favor, please come forward.
Thank you.
Other individuals?
Mr. Chair, members, Joshua Shahab with Shire Entry on behalf of the City of Santa Monica, strongly in support of the bill. We appreciate any effort to unlock these dollars. A city like ours is going to be particularly interested in the income and rent occupancy standards alignment, as well as the median income flexibility, as much as we're going to maintain extremely high low-income housing development requirements. Any flexibility will help us fit the right projects into our neighborhood. Support the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, so CDBG funds can be used for more than just housing. So it can be used for like a project, but the project has to be specifically used to benefit, at least the majority of the funds benefit low-income populations under the federal guidelines. So they can be used for a community center, say a water project, repairing storm drains or sewers. A lot of different kinds of projects can be used with CDBG, but in a lot of cases, it's used for housing renovation and repairs and other kinds of things. So it has a wide range of categories that qualify, but the parameter is low income. Has to be used. It's a federal guideline, say low income. And we hope we keep that wide guideline in this bill. And are there any other questions? I support the bill. It's a good bill. We got to streamline this and get the money out in the community spent. So, Assemblymember, would you like to close?
Respectfully ask for your support.
Okay. We have a motion. Senator Roth made a motion, correct? And we'll call roll.
Assembly Bill 723. The motion is do pass and refer to the Appropriations Committee. Senators Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella?
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Gaines? Gaines, aye. Galgiani, Leyva,
aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire,
aye.
McGuire, aye. Mendoza,
aye.
Mendoza, aye. Roth,
aye.
Roth, aye. Wachowski,
aye.
Wachowski, aye. 10-0.
We have 10 votes, and we'll leave it open to roll open for absent members.
Thank you, Senators.
Thank you. Thank you. Good job. We have some people that need to cast their ballot on the consent calendar. Can we call the roll on the consent calendar, please?
On the consent calendar. Senators Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani?
10-0.
10-0. We'll leave the roll open for absent members. Thank you. So, we'll wait 1 minute. Wait 1 minute. She's going to be here. We have, we lift a call on the bills, please. The consent calendar first.
Measure as Assembly Bill 723.
Oh, that's the, I want the consent, I said consent calendar, please.
On the consent calendar. Chair and Vice Chair voting aye. Senators Galgiani. Galgiani, aye.
That's 11-0. That bill is, those bills are approved. Next bill. It's AB 723 by David Chu.
Assembly Bill 723. The motion is due pass and referred to the Appropriations Committee. Chair and Vice Chair voting aye. Senators Galgiani. Galgiani, aye. 11.
Okay, that bill is out on an 11-0 vote. And thank you very much. We thank you, Senator. We will adjourn.